The weapon made a buzzing sound as it sliced empty air, where a fraction of an instant earlier, Barv had stood. Had Yakiel not intervened, the Ramoan would have been sliced in two. Gisella whirled, her gaze impaling Yakiel. Then her eyes widened in horror and grief.
Oh no! Not Yakiel too!
She cried brokenly, almost whimpering. And if it were not for the fact that the human girl had just almost killed Barv, that sound would have cracked Yakiel's heart. Instead, she wrapped it in Durasteel and hardened herself to what had to be done. She glanced around frantically in the instant before Gisella sprang. There was nothing she... Ah, the cam droid! There it was, hovering about the now panicking crowd, faithfully recording the incident. And over there, that journalist speaking into something in his hand. It would be all over the news vids tonight. Might already be. Actual footage of a Jedi going nuts and attacking civilians and fellow members of her own order. The GA would have a field day with that. Yakiel reached out again with the Force, snagged the cam, and alternately pulled the droid in Gisella's direction and pushed the charging Jedi backward. Except again, somehow Gisella knew it was going to happen. She turned with more than enough time to methodically slice the cam droid into three chunks, which she then directed back at Yakiel. The Bothan Jedi was dimly aware of the reporter yelling,
"Hey, what are you doing? That's valuable property!"
His irritation gave Yakiel a tiny spark of pleasure. The pleasure quickly vanished when she realized that Gisella was running at her. But then the human Jedi vaulted over Yakiel's head at dizzying speed. Yakiel whirled, set to pursue. Gisella had covered a great deal of distance already. Clearly, she was more interested in escaping than in fighting. But it didn't look like she was going to. Even as Yakiel followed, several GA vehicles pulled up. Their doors slid open and disgorged several men and women clad in the blue uniforms and helmets of Galactic Alliance Security. They immediately started firing on Gisella. She leapt, ducked, and moved her lightsaber in a blue blur, batting the stun blast back at those who were firing on her. For a wild second, Yakiel thought Gisella was going to make good her escape. But there came a blast that was either simply one too many for her to handle, or else one she had failed with her preternatural senses to anticipate. In mid-leap, Gisella Horn was struck by a bolt and rendered unconscious. And because she loved her friend, and because she knew that something dreadful had happened to Gisella to make her act this way, Yakiel reached out with the Force, caught her, and lowered her gently to the pavement. The GA converged on Gisella like a swarm of insects. Yakiel glanced back at Barv and was relieved to see that he was on his feet, although he was clearly in pain. He nodded to her, and she nodded back, turning toward the guards who had clustered around Gisella. It would have made for an odd picture had one not known that Gisella was a Jedi Knight. 7 heavily armed officers clustered around 1 slight human female, their blasters still pointed at her as one of their own quickly bent over the limp form, retrieved her lightsaber, and began to pat her down for any other weapons. One of them snapped restraining devices on her slender wrists. This was bad. The GA had already gotten their hands on one Jedi who had appeared to have gone berserk. They sure didn't need another to encase in carbonite and hang on a wall like some sick trophy or credential. If only Yakiel and Barv had been able to bring her in. A thought struck Yakiel, and she smiled a little to herself. Deactivating her lightsaber and returning it to her belt, she strode briskly up to the nearest GA officer.
"Good work,"
she said. She extended her thoughts, brushed those of the Quarren male who was speaking into a small handheld device.
"A smooth capture. I'm sure your superiors will agree that the Jedi belongs in the temple. I'll take charge of the prisoner from here."
The Quarren's tentacles twitched in irritation, and even before he spoke, Yakiel knew she'd picked the wrong target.
"Not likely, Jedi. Take your mind tricks elsewhere and step back before I have you arrested for interfering with the prisoner's arrest. She was taken down by the GA and will go to them for evaluation."
"You're going to just stick her in carbonite!"
Yakiel burst out, her fur rippling in anger.
"She's a Jedi, and the temple's right here!"
The tentacles twitched, this time obviously in amusement.
"Too bad you didn't bring her down a few meters from here then, isn't it? This is not your jurisdiction, Jedi."
He almost spat the word. Yakiel seethed, but the Quarren was right. Legally, the GA had authorization here. The fight with Gisella had taken only a couple of minutes, although it had felt like an eternity. And now she watched as several Jedi, lightsabers glowing, poured from the temple, only to halt in their tracks, as helpless as she. She turned away from the sight of their shocked expressions to watch, impotent and furious and heartsick, as one of her best friends was trussed up and bustled quickly into a vehicle. The door slammed shut. Stang. Accepting, if not liking, the fact that she could do nothing for Gisella now, Yakiel turned and trotted back to Barv. Some of the other Jedi had already reached him, and Silgal herself had put a flippered hand on the Ramoan's shoulder and was gently guiding him back to the temple. No one was going to stop this particular Jedi from receiving Jedi medical aid. Barv allowed that he had certainly felt better, but had complete confidence in Silgal's abilities to heal him, and eventually to heal Valen and Gisella. Silgal caught Yakiel's attention and sighed.
"I saw it happen right before my eyes," she said quietly. "We'll be debriefing both you and Basil here. Come back with me to the temple. We'll take care of Basil, and then we will talk."
Yakiel nodded miserably. Her ears twitched at a sound, and she turned to see a multi-passenger speeder, distinctively marked with the seal of the Galactic Alliance, pull up right beside the cluster of officials.
"Just when I thought it couldn't get worse," she growled.